Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My own cement, half the sin, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand.
Reading the other day more tenets about the art of war, and I don't think we realize that many of our leaders, kings and governors, follow these protocols of the Elders of Zion, and they'll follow the Sun Tzu's art of war to try and figure out how to deal with their enemies. But I want to read one. Well, there's actually two that comes to mind. One is to implode, destroy your enemy from within, which is called infiltration. We have a lot of people that do infiltrate our lives, and familiarity breeds contempt. We don't understand that a lot of people want to get to know us, get to understand us, to see what makes us who we are, what makes us fall apart potentially, and what can destroy our lives. Some people get next to you to destroy you because they really not only admire you, but envy you and want to be you. So they try and conquer by befriending you and not being sincere, really caring 2 cents about you at all. And when we look at the art of war, fair, it's all based on deception. Principles completely diametrically opposed to how the Most High does things. We see many situations in scriptures where there's someone lesser than who conquers someone greater than. When you look at David, who conquered a giant, when you think about the fact that Moses was a stutterer and very shy, but was able with the help of the Most High to take down Egypt. And there's so many more stories like that where you don't see it coming. And we know that there are imitators out there. But let me read this tenet from the Art of War that says, all warfare is based on deception. That is the first line, that warfare is based on deception. People will try and deceive you. The question we're going to get to today is, are we deceiving ourselves? Let me finish reading this. All warfare is based on deception. Therefore, when capable, feign incapacity. When active, become inactive. Let there be inactivity. When you're near, make it appear that you're far away. I think some of you have been seeing this most recently with your president and this coronavirus, supposed coronavirus scare that he had. I believe there was a lot of deception going on. And we thought he was far away being treated, and actually he was riding around, moving around. You really couldn't get a handle on where he was. It was also reported that where he gave his speech was more than likely a ship that he was on, from the movement of the flags that were behind him. But we won't get into that. That's not what this is about. Let me read some more. Make it appear that you are far away, that you are far away. When far away, that you are to lure him in, feign disorder, and strike him, your enemy. When he concentrates, prepare against him while he's thinking. And where he is strong, your enemy, avoid him. Anger his general and confuse him. Pretend inferiority and encourage his arrogance. Because we know pride always destroys people. When people begin to patronize you, that's something that you should look out for. What am I saying to you? That a lot of battles you go through, people intentionally are trying to get close to you to destroy you. Now, before I can get you to address those people around you that seek your demise or your defeat, there's another enemy that's even more important that we have to learn to deal with in life, and that enemy is ourselves. The enemy within ourselves that continues to try and strike at our character and destroy it and deteriorate it because we don't have the strength to possess our souls. Our flesh has become our dictate, and we can't conquer the flesh because the flesh has many appetites and hungers and desires that are inordinate affections, lust, addictions, things that can cause us to spiral out of control and keep us from doing soul maintenance. What we do every day is try and do maintenance with our soul because the flesh, our bodies, are wrestling against our spirit, which is our conscience and our God peace, our connectivity to the Creator that speaks to us about the positivity of listening to a positive conscience. These two things are warring for the soul, the body, and the spirit. And daily, the body tries to win, which is why people find it easier to follow the dictates of the flesh as opposed to following the dictates of the spirit, the God peace, His breath that lives within you, which is your conscience, that often tells you to do the right thing, your knower that knows what's right, the thing in you. It's when you say that something told me, something warned me, you know, when you talk like that, it's coming from your spirit being, all in an attempt to take over the essence of who you really are, your soul man, which is your passion, your dreams, your desires, the true essence of who you are. If we're not able to deal with that flesh piece, the soul maintenance is out of control, and the check engine light immediately comes on and stays on until we're able to nurture and nourish our soul through the encouragement of the spirit person, and that we just know is the right thing to do. We can't let the flesh win all the time. What we do is let the soul get to the position where it takes care of the flesh, which is the temple, the house. True enough, we don't just neglect the flesh, but the flesh can become gluttonous. It can go from a simple meal to I'm overweight. Now I have diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and I'm being threatened with death because of the sickness by me not taking care of my temple. So the temple can become excessive in its desires and what it wants and what it wants to do, and try to lead the entire essence of who you are down the road, which is no good for you. So ultimately, what I'm saying to you is that I'd rather conquer myself than win 1,000 battles physically, because the greatest battle is the one with yourself. Once you've conquered yourself, it has this ability to give you a wealth of self-esteem and confidence. that's noticed by your enemies, your co-workers, your cohorts, your spouse, your friends. All these people will notice these things in you because you have a good wherewithal of who you are as a person and what you can't control. But the only way you can do that is by not allowing external sources to dictate who that person must be. Back in the days, we used to say the greatest enemy is in a me, inside of me. So conquering yourself is the first order of the day. Don't let people pull you into battles, fights, arguments, their personal problems, their sowing of what they reaped. Just stop allowing people to pull you into their battles because they haven't conquered themselves. You are not allowed to even go into that place. This is why people say, you can't judge me, because they're absolutely correct. You can't deal with the speck in someone else's eye when you have a beam coming out of your forehead. And that beam is your flesh, which you have not conquered. Your lust, your inordinate desires, your gluttony, your alcoholism, your drug problem, your attitude, your anger, your malice, your past hurts, your bitter root judgment, your anger with your parents or your upbringing. You've got so much that you have to fight for every day as it pertains to controlling yourself. How can you dare pick up the weight of someone else's problems? What you are supposed to do is defy the odds. And you defy the odds by not having to listen to everybody's problems and take care of everybody else. But what you do is that when things get heavy for you and you can still have compassion for someone else, you exert that compassion and then you keep it moving because you are a work in progress. There are many battles in life, and many battles in life are going to come our way. But the more you know yourself, learn yourself, your strengths and your weakness, it will cause you to be victorious in your life and every battle you come up against, because you know your strengths. And like this art of war, when you see the enemy's strength, you're strong, then why even step into that arena until you know you've taken the time to gymnasu, which is a Greek word for gymnasium, which is to work out your muscles, your spiritual muscles, and your soul reflex and reaction to certain problems and dictates. We are more than conquerors, and to be a conqueror is to overcome a place or a person or a thing. Those things today, become a conqueror, because we are more than conquerors. And like I said earlier, conquer yourself before you conquer 1,000 battles, and you will become a victorious person in life because you will be at peace. I am Faurice. You've been listening to 180 Degree Wednesday, and the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the rest of your week and the rest of your day. Peace and blessings.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand new. Never knew, covered in blood. I'm brand new.